Thanks a lot for hitting the download button. This is We Want Blood, a wrestling podcast. And if you like what you're hearing, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/WeWantBloodcast. Like us on the Twitter at WeWantBloodcast.
You follow people on Twitter, not like people on Twitter.
Follow, like, whatever the fuck. It's the same fucking thing.
Use the angry emoji on Facebook now that they have the angry face emoji for Trip's epic flub for once.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
That's true. You're not green like me.
Well, you picked the wrong gimmick.
That's true. I did.
You picked the wrong gimmick. And anyway, yes, we said gimmick. We've been saying gimmick before we were listening to the Taz show. Even though we're not wrestlers, we're wrestling fans, and we've said gimmick long enough.
That's true.
So.
But, I mean, would you rather use the word John?
In a John, in a John?
Yeah.
Put the John in a John? Yeah, that would make We Want Bloodcast completely Philly.
That's true.
We Want Blood, a wrestling podcast of the Philly show. Yeah, we got that John and a John, and put that John over there, and that John over there with that John and a John. Yeah, and, oh, by the way, if you want a t-shirt, John, you can go to, oh, God. A new website.
Deco-threads.com.
To get yourself that John.
Get that yourself that John.
Get that John. With that John.
And it's spelled like Lawn. J-A-W-N.
But it's a John.
It is a John.
And what is a John? Everything's a John. Now you've been educated on the John. Yes. And coming on this podcast, John, I'm just going to annoy the fuck out of you with the word John now.
Because we got in trouble for using the word gimmick.
You can't say gimmick. We're going to call it a John then. Sorry, Taz. You can listen to the Taz, John. This is a podcast, John. You're listening on your phone, John. And I'm pretty sure all our listener Johns are having a lot of fun listening on their podcast headphone Johns.
I wonder if David Starr's in Europe listening to this John on his Johns.
On his John?
Well, I was on
listening to this John on this John?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. It's the John.
John show.
Anyway, let's just kick this John off.
Week after week, I've got an ongoing lecture about the differences in professional wrestling and sports entertainment. I'm not allowed to say pro wrestling. I'm not allowed to say wrestler. I have to say sports entertainment and refer to the wrestlers as superstar. I'm told to deliberately ignore the moves and the holds during the matches so I can tell stories. Well, ignoring the moves and the holds is damn insulting to the athletes, the wrestlers, not the entertainers, who leave their families 300 days a year to ply their craft in that ring.
Independent wrestling is fucking number one in the United States and in Japan, in fucking Europe, in Germany. Because the realest motherfuckers are busting their ass and put their fucking heart into this fucking business.
And we're back to We Want Blood, a wrestling podcast. The John on the podcast.
Yes.
Yes, the John on the radio. You listen to in your headphones. John. We Want Blood John, right? The We Want Blood Wrestling John. I think we've said John enough.
I think
we're about to make it a John drinking game.
God damn. It's not like worse than the Penn State offense drinking game.
Could be.
So any of our alcoholic listeners that want to listen to this podcast, every time we say the word John, except for whenever we're referring to John Cena, you have to drink. No, you have to drink double whenever we reference.
So we're
John
referring. So we're referring to John. John.
John. John.
Did that John. John. That John. John. There you go. That John. John. Oh God.
John. John. Enunciation. differentiate.
Oh, funny thing about Penn State, you were, because somebody was like, what was that? I never really went to Penn State. What happened? I'm like, well, Penn State used to be a great program. Then they got drugged through the mud, you know, figuratively. And then their quarterback got drugged through the mud, literally, that's the past 2 years. And they were like, and the person was like, damn. I'm like, yeah. Like, did he really get drugged through the mud? Yeah, he really did. And Christian Hackenberg is now in the NFL Combine.
Yep. So, looking like it might be a reunion in the NFL.
Well, I told you before that he was going to forego his season and go to the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, no, he's not. He's going to go 4 years. I'm like, dude, he spent 2 years getting his ass kicked. You think he's going to get his ass kicked for another year?
Well, yeah, but get reunited with his boy Bill O'Brien.
Maybe. Hopefully. Maybe. All right, so let's talk to the wrestling news, and I'm not going to say the word John, which I just said, John.
Yeah. Wait, Martian Manhunter? Oh, wait, that's John Jones.
John Jones. All right, so let's get to the news first. Well, it's news and rumors, you know the deal. Apparently, there's scuttlebutt going around that Undertaker could align with Vince McMahon and work heel for his match with Shane O'Mac at WrestleMania 32, which is Hell in a Cell.
What the fuck? Undertaker heel, that does not make any sense.
Especially, but well, that would lend a lot of thought to, well, Undertaker, this wouldn't be his last match.
Right.
Because I don't think Undertaker is going to go out heel. But who knows? Roman Reigns is expected to miss next Monday night's episode of Raw in Nashville. He's expected to be back for the Raw in Chicago the week after to be eaten alive by angry Chicago fans.
Wait, when's he back in Philly?
The Philly one should be in about a month or two.
In about a month.
Yeah, sometime in March. So he'll get eaten alive there, too.
The Roman Reigns Boo Tour is coming. Missing Nashville, but he will be back in Chicago. So prepare your boos.
The Roman Reigns World Boo Tour.
Well, he did get a boo-boo this week on Raw.
Yeah. Oh, well, God.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Or conspiracy theorists want to call it that Byron Saxton handed Roman Reigns a blood pack. A fake blood pack. This is the dumbest thing I've heard. And then someone's like, oh, but look at the fan evidence. It's Byron Saxton handing him something white. It could have been a napkin. It could have been a little towel. It could have been anything.
Could have been a blade.
But automatically goes to blood capsule. It goes to blood capsule. Has anybody ever broken their nose? When you break your nose, you bleed like crazy. So it's not that hard. And they said the surgery could be from a pre-existing condition. It could have been from a pre-existing condition. But maybe they had the break nose or whatever. But it looked pretty gruesome.
It did.
If it's fake blood, whatever. If it's fake blood, it's fake blood. It could have been a blade job.
I mean, it looked like he was bleeding his forehead, but all that blood was coming from his nose.
I don't think he was bleeding his forehead.
Well, it looked like he, like... This is an audio podcast. Why am I doing this?
I don't. Yes, he's pointing.
Does the?
I think he could have took the blade maybe and dug it at the bridge of his, you know, at the beginning of the part of his nose, which is going to be healed up anyway from the surgery. I mean, that would be a smart blade job rather than have like in your forehead.
Yeah.
Because it makes no sense. Because he's smacking him right here with the nose, like that. You just take the blade and just run it across the, you know, bridge of your nose. That could be a way to go. Because the nose has a lot of capillaries and stuff like that. And you will bleed like crazy. I mean, if you ever picked a pimple on your nose or popped a pimple, it bleeds like crazy.
Yeah.
So that is a possibility.
That it is.
But conspiracy theorists will be conspiracy theorists.
It's a blood capsule. Everybody knows this. The conspiracy theorist knows this.
Blood capsule. It's this and that. It's a blood capsule.
Listen. This is We Want Blood. We know a thing or two about blood. It is not no fucking blood capsule. So fuck you and your fucking conspiracy theory bullshit.
Yeah, whatever. X-Files. X-Files.
The truth is out there. And the truth is, it's not a blood capsule.
Taz said... Wait, we're hacking Taz, so let's get this straight up.
Wait. You should tell me so I can hack Taz so I can literally be a
hack. A hack is being a hack. And we're not hacking Taz because we're referencing Taz. Taz said this on the Taz show, so we are not saying it. Taz said it, so it is not a hack alert. So if somebody says, we hacked Taz, bullshit, you will give us a reverse hack right now because we're giving him the credit.
Yes.
Bitch. Anyway, Taz said in all his years, he's never seen a blood capsule. And I would take the word of a 40 to 50 something year old wrestling legend over some goof who couldn't even hold a camera straight.
That's true.
I'm sorry, if you're gonna give shaky evidence as your evidence, you're a moron. I mean, shit, if you're gonna do something, hold the damn camera straight.
And zoom the fuck in.
Hold the camera straight. Use your fucking phone the way it was supposed to be. Well, first off, you're not even supposed to be taking videotape there. So somebody's doing it on his cell phone. Maybe you should, you know, hold it straight and zoom in or whatever to what you're looking at. If you're trying to do these things and you're, oh, I think I saw that. And what, you know,
it's just like Royal Rumble.
But hold your goddamn camera straight. Even if you don't zoom in, hold the shit straight. Come on. You're not trying to be Peter Berg and freaking Friday Night Lights going all over the place, shaking the shit out of everything.
You're not going Michael J. Fox? Maybe it was Michael J. Fox that took the,
I'm going Peter Berg and Friday Night Lights, like the camera.
Never seen it.
You never saw Friday Night Lights?
No.
Fuck Wolf of Wall Street. You need to watch Friday Night Lights, motherfucker. Yeah, text your girlfriend and say that Tripp said, we need to watch Friday Night Lights.
I'll text her later.
Call yourself a football fan. Watch Friday Night Lights. Not the TV show, the movie. That's the shaky cam shit.
Ah.
Yeah, okay? It's been in a bunch of other movies, too, so. A bunch of action movies. Anyway. So, speaking of Reigns, there's also a video going around of his getting hit on his nose during a table spot with Sheamus at a house show. Speculation is that's where it could have been injured, but we don't know. Again, it's injured, he's out. Oh, well, it wasn't a blood pack. According to PW Insider, the Fabulous Freebirds are expected to be announced as the next inductees into the WWE Hall of Fame. About fucking time. And it makes sense.
That does. I was going to make it...
You're giving this deer in the headlights look when I said the Fabulous Freebirds.
No, I was just like, with them banning the General Lee, are they really going to show footage of the Freebirds carrying the Confederate flag and...
If we're really going to get that stupid PC, when Donald Trump is the conservative candidate, and we're going to bitch and moan about a rebel flag.
Dude.
My God, grow some balls.
Like, oh my God. Something offends me. I just turned my head. I'm no longer offended.
It's bad enough that even on TV shows, like, well, I know Candace Cameron Bure is a Christian, so she's not going to say, oh my God. Now it's, oh my Lanta. For the record, Hack just tried to face Paul. Holding his iPhone 6 and smacked his head on the screen. I'm going to go 183.
I'm glad that was only on one.
183. No, let's go 2.
Okay.
182.
That was a little...
You smacked your head with your screen. What would have been even funnier is if you would have cracked your screen.
And then I would have cried.
And then I would have played the Jared Alange First World Tragedy song.
That's true.
I dropped my iPhone. Now there's a crack in the screen. All right. And also, Davey Richards is expected to miss at least 6 months after his ACL injury. So, Davey Richards is going to be on the shelf for a while.
But luckily, his wife, Angelina Love, and their baby will have some time to heal together. So, good for them.
Oh, yeah. Shane showed up on Raw, in case you're wondering. So, Shane shows up on Raw, and matches made for WrestleMania already are Shane versus Undertaker, Hell in a Cell. Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar. Just right now, Dean Ambrose, Brock Lesnar. Or were you looking for matches so far? No holds barred match. And we have Triple H versus Roman Reigns. I have a feeling it's going to be Triple H with Vince McMahon in his corner versus Roman Reigns with The Rock in his corner. I have this feeling.
Good, because that makes perfect sense.
It does. But now let's talk about WWE Fastlane.
Wait, there was a Fastlane?
Yeah, there was.
Oh, shit.
There was WWE Fastlane.
I must have forgotten.
So, on the pre-show, Kalisto took on Alberto Del Rio.
Yay.
Yes, I did it very quick.
But you didn't. You did
Kalisto versus Alberto Del Rio in a 2 out of 3 falls match for the WWE United States Championship. This was the pre-show? This was the pre-show.
I mean, looking at all the other matches, I mean... Wait.
Whoa.
It's on the pre-show when there's a big show, Kane and Ryback versus the Wyatt family?
Big, slow, lame, and Boarback. Versus the Wyatt family.
Who we have
in a 6-man tag. That screams pre-show.
And also Curtis Axel versus R-Truth.
That was a impromptu,
God, is it back to 2010 or 2011?
No, that was an impromptu cooldown match. So, the first fall, basically Alberto got himself disqualified by hitting Kalisto with a chair. Second fall, Alberto Del Rio beats Kalisto. I think it was either the kick or cross arm breaker. Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. The third fall, Kalisto hits Salida del Sol. 1, 2, 3. Kalisto is your United States champion.
Still.
Yes. And we open up the show with Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks versus Team Bad, Naomi and Tamina. In a Divas tag team match. Lynch and Banks.
Two of these things are not like the other. Two of these things just don't belong.
Lynch and Banks get the win by submission. With the bank statement. Kevin Owens takes on Dolph Ziggler. For the WWE Intercontinental Championship.
How many matches that against him? 8,081?
No, not really. Ziggler can beat Owens any other place but home. This was in Cleveland, Ohio, and Ziggler loses to Owens.
Well, the people things that never happen in Cleveland. Home sports teams get victories.
Ouch.
Tell me I'm wrong.
It's true. The thing is, Cleveland also never beats Pittsburgh. Not even in Madden. As we found out on Up, Up, Down, Down, when The Miz took on Jack Swagger. Miz, of course, was Cleveland. Jack Swagger was the Steelers, and The Miz got to delay a game on 4th-and-2 with the Browns. That's so Cleveland. As Jack Swagger said, he's like, delay a game on 4th-and-2? That's so Cleveland. Next, we had what I called the pre-show match. Well, it's the Big Show versus Lame.
And Lame.
And Boarback.
And Boarback.
Rybor.
That's actually relatively smooth.
Versus the Wyatt family of Luke Harper, Eric Rowan, and Giant Wyatt.
Giant Wyatt.
In a 6-man tag team match, Ryback gets the victory with a shell shock. I think it was on Harper or Rowan, something like that. So, yeah, who cares? Charlotte took on Brie Bella for the Divas Championship. Charlotte gets the win via a figure eight on Brie Bella. This was a good match. I will actually say, this is a good match, and this is staved off.
It saved it, because we delayed the podcast because you got sick.
We delayed the podcast because I got sick, and therefore, it staved off, and it will not happen. Goddamn Bella's eight or nine.
Jason goes to hell.
This was goddamn Bella's trips goes to hell. It would have been the ninth installment, I think it was. I think Edgar Muniz will...
Yes, Edgar, what GDB are we on?
Yes, what goddamn Bellas are we on here? Oh, also, I forgot that if you don't listen to us on We Want Plug, on the We Want Plugcast, if you don't subscribe on the podcast, you can listen on the Nerdport on the internet.
Yes.
I forgot that one. The Nerdport on the internet. I think it's blogs.
That internet, John, because it was...
Yeah, the Nerdport, John, on the internet, John. I think it's blogtalkradio.com/Nerdport Network. I think.
Sounds about right.
Don't hold me to that. Just look up Nerdport Network on Facebook and they'll...
Or go to Blogspot and type in
Nerdport. And they'll point you to the Joan. Bet they will. And I think we're on Thursdays or something. Ronnie Kumpf will, confirm or not confirm.
Or deny.
One of the two. He'll be like, yeah, it's confirmed. Or no, it's not. And yes, I just did a Ronnie impression. Ronnie's going to be like, you motherfucker.
I wish you had a fedora. That is so much more entertaining.
Well, if we had video, I'd put the fedora on and then say that. But it's audio.
It is.
As was evidenced on the Hardcore Roundtable, episode 1, which you can listen to on PW Ponderings, where Pods tried to do a ventriloquist act on an audio podcast.
Then proceeded to do the CM Punk and walk out.
Yes, and then proceeded to do the CM Punk and walk out. And now, the Hardcore Roundtable right now is the two of us, is me and Hack. And we may have people, but we'll probably just have guests stop by once, maybe a month or two or something like that. And we might change the name of the show to, Talking Hardcore or something. If it's not taken.
Yeah.
If Talking Hardcore is not taken, then that's what we're going to call it.
Talking Hardcore.
Yeah, otherwise, can't be the Hardcore Show because that sounds dumb as shit. Hey, it's the Hardcore Show! I'm retarded.
Sounds like a porn podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to review hardcore porn. I started listening to Talking Hardcore, and there was nothing hardcore about it. They didn't even talk about porn.
Or it'll be the Pod of Violence. I tried to do an impression. I like that. Yes. All right. Let's get back to Fastlane here. Charlotte and Brie Bella. It was a good match. Brie has gotten a lot better. I mean, yes, there were a couple botches. Charlotte sold, but then there are some things that I don't know. All right. Brie goes, I think it's for the yes lock or something like that. And then Charlotte slips out. So Brie puts on this nice half crab. Ric Flair gets up on this rope, flinging around like an old man like Flair does. And Brie sinks it in deeper. And then, Charlotte looks like she's going to tap. Then she doesn't. And then Brie all of a sudden, gets shot across. Out of a cannon to Ric Flair. Which makes no sense. Because it didn't look like Charlotte kicked out of it. You know how you're supposed to? Right. It didn't look like that at all. It looked like Brie lost control of it. And then just jumped over to Flair. Which I can harp on about.
Yes.
Because I was looking at it, I'm like, what the fuck?
That's to go into an alternate universe?
Yeah, you just... Boom, shot. Just shot the fuck out. She just shot the fuck out. Made no sense.
Did you just call that the cum shot? Seriously? That's how I heard you say it. It was a cum shot.
Oh, my God. And no, I didn't talk anything about a cum shot, Mr. 181. A cum shot? What? No! Anyway, Charlotte.
Oh, you must have said gunshot.
Yeah, it's like a gunshot. Like she was shot over to Flair, not a cum shot to Flair. That'd be weird.
That would be weird.
A cum shot to Flair? What, do you have like magnetic cum? Like, woo! And then like, you know, he just like jerks off and instead of like shit shoot, the shit shoots out and then brings the girl back to him. It's like,
get over here.
he's like his dick is like Scorpion or the Spider-Man all of a sudden. Just like, woo! And come out. Come here, girl. Woo! Yeah, no. No. He's not Scorpion. He does not have Scorpion cum. Hashtag Scorpion cum. What the fuck? Woo! Get over here!
The waffle show.
Come here! Oh my God. There's a new part for the X-rated combat.
Hashtag Scorpion.
Hashtag Scorpion cum. What the fuck? What the fuck? Anyway, Charlotte puts on the figure eight. Brie has been nursing the bad knee all match. Taps out. My big problem is Charlotte gets up. And Bree's been working over Charlotte's leg like crazy. Bree doesn't even limp or anything. Not Bree, I mean Charlotte doesn't even limp or anything. Just like, la la, and walks. I'm like, no. You have to sell.
Yeah.
You have to sell. But all in all, it was a decent match. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I thought this was going to be a train wreck of epic proportions. Because usually you put a Bella in a big spot, and it turns into a fucking train wreck.
Oh, God. SummerSlam. The origin of GDB.
Oh, God, yes. Followed then by Sister versus Sister.
Oh, no.
And we could go back and forth. No. We can go on the whole horrible 2-year, you know, yeah, bad idea. Next, we had AJ Styles take on Chris Jericho in easily the match of the night.
Yep.
This match was back and forth and a damn great match and was also given the most time at 16 minutes and 20 seconds, which was totally worth it.
Yes.
Styles and Jericho just went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Styles reverses, like Jericho had Styles basically dead to rights. Styles reverses, I forgot what it was. I think it was a Boston Crab thing or something, into a Styles clash.
You mean the Walls of Jericho, or was it a single?
No, it was a... Yeah, Walls of Jericho. It could have been a Walls of Jericho. It could have been like he went to do something, I forgot what, and he got reversed into a Styles clash, which was crazy. And then you're thinking, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, kick out. Then AJ Styles puts the calf killer on Jericho. And Jericho, he didn't tap right away. Like, he was trying to fight. I mean, he was trying to fight and fight and fight and fight. And he's like, he slams, he tries again, and then finally he has to tap out.
Which is always good to see. Because instead of like, oh, you got me in a submission, I'm going to tap. No, I'm going to fight my balls off. Fuck, I can't get there. You beat me.
Yes, then afterwards, Styles is celebrating. Jericho pulls down Styles. They have words. Jericho extends his hand. They shake. Jericho leaves, giving Styles a moment. But on Raw, Jericho and Styles all of a sudden are in a tag team. And apparently people want to call it Y2AJ. And again, as Taz said on the Taz show, he doesn't like the tag team. I don't like the tag team either. I think AJ Styles needs to go on a singles run.
But then again, you look at this picture and you see the second worst decision of AJ's life after him dancing. Well, no, Claire Lynch was probably the much more worse. But dancing.
Teaming with Mark Henry?
Yes. Y2AJ teaming with Mark Henry.
So it's sexual Y2AJ?
Sexual Y2AJ.
Oh, baby. Yeah, girl. Oh. All right, anyway. Y2AJ. I think AJ should go for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. Owens has already tweeted that AJ, you know, if AJ comes near my IC title, I'll break his face or some shit. Or I'll knock him out or whatever. AJ and Owens would be great for WrestleMania. Not some harebrained tag team that's supposed to go after the New Day. When you have teams that already should be going after the New Day. Speaking of the New Day, they were in a promo segment.
Ah, yes.
With Edge and Christian.
And didn't you... I remember one text you said.
Yeah, it was funny.
About... Didn't Christian do the Rusev voice?
Yes, Christian has done my Rusev voice.
So shout out to you, Christian.
Shout out to Christian. Thank you. That was awesome. Christian, yes. The whole thing was funny. I mean, also, it was, you know, a ploy to, you know, just get people to tune into Edge and Christian's show afterwards, which actually was pretty funny.
Did it reek of awesomeness?
Not yet. I'm not going to say it reeked of awesomeness. I'm going to say it was okay.
Reeked of okay? Okayness?
It was okay. It was, like, one level above the new Fuller House on Netflix. Not awesome yet. One level above Fuller House.
And it's one episode in.
Which Fuller House wasn't that bad. Wasn't that great. Like some people were going.
Now I know how we're getting heat on this podcast.
Some people were going, oh my God, it's amazing. I think you're just a nostalgia fuck. It was okay. Fuller House was okay. It was...
It wasn't on the level of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
No. Nowhere near it. Unbreakable was funny as shit. I haven't seen Love yet. I've heard things about it. Maybe I might check that out. But Fuller House... If you liked Full House, you'll like Fuller House. I'll put it that way. It has the cornball shit. Some of the heartstringy shit. And that's that, really. So, it doesn't, like, depend on rehashing. I was happy about that. But at the same time, all right, my favorite episode was the episode with Hunter Pence. Stephanie dates Hunter Pence. Apparently, Hunter Pence can't hit at shit at all, and San Francisco blames Stephanie. They call her the Jinx. And Stephanie breaks up with Hunter Pence. While she's singing, "Take Me Out to the Ball Game," because the fans are booing the shit out of her, and as a result, Hunter Pence hits a home run. That's the, but it was cool. It was fun. It was a goofy episode, but I think that's one of the best episodes of that season. It's 13 episodes, so if you have Netflix, binge it. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, oh well. Anyway, there you go. So back to Y2AJ, and I'm not a big fan of the Y2AJ tag team. Have AJ go after Owens and have Jericho do something else. Next, we had the old spinning their wheels match. Otherwise known as the cool down. Curtis Axel with the Social Outcasts defeated R-Truth when Goldust tried to help R-Truth. Even the odds, and it didn't work. And Curtis Axel cut a promo, but it was nowhere near... I'm never going to take Axel seriously on the mic. I mean, the Axelmania I Never Lost thing was great. And
Often duplicated, never eliminated.
Yes, that was great. Also, the chains are off, the chains are off, the chains are off constantly. That was funny. But nothing will match... From this moment, the genesis of McGillicuddy.
Speaking of that, we are debuting a new segment.
We will be debuting a new segment after this. We are calling it... What the fuck were we calling it?
Say Something Stupid.
Oh, Say Something Stupid. And basically, it's bad promos. And the first two promos will be the genesis of McGillicuddy and a promo from, I think it's IWF, or ICW, Jumpin' something like that. Jumpin' Jeff Farmer.
Jumpin' Jeff Farmer. Here's Jumpin' Jeff Farmer.
Because he don't like it when things aren't going
my way.
Yeah, when things aren't going my way. And watch out, because watch what you say to him, because he'll be mad if you treat and cheat him out of what is his. And they'll turn the tables on you in a wrong way. How do you turn the tables on someone in the right way?
Dude. No, he got the table turned on him, but the person turned the tables the wrong way.
What? What are you talking
about? I wish I was...
You turn...
Wait, let's...
How do you turn the tables on someone in the wrong way?
Jump Jeff Farmerland. It is possible.
Well, also, you can backstab him one way or another. I don't know how you backstab somebody one way or another.
I'm going to backstab you in your heart.
That doesn't work. Yeah, you backstab me one way or another. How do you backstab someone one way or another? There's only one way to backstab someone.
In the back.
In the back. It's not like I'm backstabbing you through the balls.
Backstab you in the kneecap.
That doesn't work. But still, it's from behind.
Backstab you in the eyeballs.
Back of the head. Unless you take a sword and you stab, but you're not really stabbing the person through the back because you're stabbing them through the eye socket, through the neck, and somehow if your blade is magic,
I'm gonna stab,
it will go to the back.
I'm going to backstab you in the Adam's apple.
Again, neck. It doesn't work. Like, you can only backstab somebody in the back. It doesn't work. Like, I can't stab you in the heart this way, and the sword comes out of your back. But is that called backstabbing? No. That's a front stabbing.
That's an impalement.
And it's an impalement. It's a chest wound.
Holy shit. He just turned that guy into a fucking kebab.
Yeah. He didn't stab. The swords came out of the guy's back in Deadpool, which you can see in theaters.
Good movie.
Yes. Great movie, actually. And, you know, the swords come out of his back, but that doesn't mean he backstabbed him. There's only one way to backstab somebody. So how do you backstab someone one way or another? I don't know another way to backstab someone. If somebody knows another way to backstab someone, let us know.
I mean, I think I would think Hack pretty much said every way you could possibly,
yes.
And I got shot down.
Hit us up on the Twitter. How can you backstab someone another way?
Hashtag backstab.
Hashtag backstab one way or another. What the fuck? All right, anyway. Curtis Axel beats R-Truth.
What a shame.
Yeah. And then the main event, Roman Reigns takes on Dean Ambrose, who takes on also Brock Lesnar. This match was... It was not one of my favorite Brock Lesnar matches. Brock and Ambrose worked well. I thought Ambrose sold a lot for Brock. And Roman was selling like crazy for Brock. And then they had the whole Shield reunited moment where they did the double power bomb. Yes. And they power bomb Lesnar through a table. Lesnar gets back up. They beat the shit out of him again. They power bomb him through a table. And that time they bury him. So.
One does not simply bury a beast.
Well, they you know, put table shit on him.
Right.
And everything else. The cool part about it was, so it was like, how are Ambrose and Reigns gonna, you know, live with the fact that they're gonna fight each other? It's like, as soon as they did the first one, Ambrose just attacked Reigns like a wild dog. Then the second time they did it, Reigns attacks Ambrose, and they go after each other. Like, Ambrose had Reigns dead to rights. He had a dirty deed right in the middle of the ring. 1-2, shoulder up. Hits, I think he's about to hit it again. 1-2, and then Lesnar come. Oh, no, was about to hit it again, whatever. And Reigns hits the spear on him. 1-2, all of a sudden Lesnar out of nowhere breaks up the pin. Now, again, this was mentioned on the Taz show in the morning.
No hack alert.
No hacking, because we're giving him credit. Because we do our show on a Saturday night, he did this on a Monday, so... I give credit where credit's due.
Exactly.
But there was no shot of Brock, you know, coming out of the burial, like, you know, the beast he said he's supposed to be. I mean, they did that to the Big Show, and it was also like, rah! I mean, there was a great, there was chance for a great scene there, and there wasn't, and it wasn't there. So basically, Brock goes after Ambrose. No, not Ambrose, I mean, Reigns has Ambrose up in a Samoan drop. Brock Germans Roman while he has Ambrose. So it was like a German suplex, Samoan drop. That was pretty cool. That was pretty badass. And then Lesnar's about has Roman Reigns dead to rights in the Kimura. And that's when Ambrose arrives with a chair, beats the hell out of Lesnar with it, then beats the hell out of Reigns with it, only to get speared by Roman Reigns because he hit him on the back when Roman has a flak jacket on with back pad. WWE, why do you make Dean Ambrose look so stupid by hitting him on the back with a chair when a guy has a back pad? Why the hell does Roman even have a back pad? Why does he even have back pads? Why does he even have a back pad on the back of his goddamn jacket? That makes no sense. I've harped about this before. Why does he have a chest pad? And why does he have a back pad on his goddamn thing? Are they really that worried about him?
Well, I mean, if you do see WWE and all the injuries, maybe they're wrapping him in, like, padding and just being like, don't get injured.
What's next? Are they going to wrap him in, like, freaking, like, bubble wrap? Yeah. Then send him out there, like, oh, Roman! You know, look like the fucking Michelin Man?
Of all the injuries in WWE, why anybody but you, Roman? Why can't Roman be the one that's injured?
Talk up.
I'm sorry. Yeah, why can't it Roman Reigns be the one that's injured and have so much better stuff going on?
I just want Roman Reigns out of that goddamn flak jacket.
I don't want him to retire. I just don't want him to be around for a while.
I don't want him to retire. I want him out of the goddamn flak jacket. Because the Shield thing is done. Stop with the fucking flak jacket. Wrestle in the tank top. Or dude's got a body. Show the fucker off. I don't care. But anyway, Reigns gets the victory, and he goes to WrestleMania to face Triple H.
And surprisingly, the crowd was, like, cheering, yet everyone was putting their thumbs down as if they were booing, but it was came out as a yay!
Welcome to the Doctor Zone. Doctor, Doctor!
Give me the news. Yes.
Well, also,
Reigns is also over.
Well, also, Triple H came out. And then they had that, like, that shot. WrestleMania sign. Roman looks pissed. Triple H looks angry at him. Triple H is holding the title in between them. That was nice. It was framed nice. Great shot. And that's, you know, and that's probably, you know, what's going to be shown all over the place.
Yeah.
So that gets us out of fucking Fastlane, finally.
That wasn't fast.
Well, we got off topic.
That's true. We walked
because we didn't give a shit.
Hashtag Scorpion Kong.
Yes.
Hashtag stab somebody in the back.
So our next segment is Say Something Stupid, and we're going to play two promos for you, and then we'll talk about them, I guess, and then we'll get to the Lucha Underground. 224, Johnny Mundo versus Cage episode.
Yep.
So, our first one is, what is it?
Ad City.
An ad.
No, this is the Genesis of McGillicuddy.
The Genesis of McGillicuddy, finally. F- fuck you, YouTube.
And starting this moment from now, from this moment on, this will be the moment, starting now, of the genesis of McGillicuddy.
Can we hear from the winner now, please? Hit the buzzer. Let's hear it one more time from Michael McGillicuddy.
Woo! All right, so from this moment now, the jet... Dude, this is why Mike McGillicuddy can't be taken seriously ever.
Dude, that promo was like...
What?
It was just like...
That was the first time I ever saw Mike McGillicuddy. I remember watching that show. And I heard, this from this moment, now, this will be the moment. And I'm just like, my eyes just were like, what? And I'm like, did he just say, what?
There were words.
There were words. They were coming out of his mouth, and it made no sense.
Exactly.
Our next one is a blast from the 80s past. This is Jumpin' Jeff Farmer on ICW, I think it is. And he's going to talk about Molly Cruz and how he backstabbed him one way or another.
Talk to Jumpin' Jeff Farmer. Let's go now to that interview. Folks, there's Jumpin' Jeff Farmer. Jeff, a while back, what a match you had with Motley.
Yep. Probably the hardest match I ever had in my life. But I don't like it when things aren't going my way. Motley Cruz, you turned the tables on me. You turned the tables in a wrong way. You've got me mad now. I've stood around. I've listened to everything you had to say. I did everything necessary. But when you turn around and you backstab me one way or another, and you cheat me out of what's rightfully mine, that's when I get angry. Now I'm the one doing the challenging. I'm issuing a challenge to you, Motley Crue. Get in the ring with me. This time, I'm going full force.
Jumping Jeff Farmer. Now let's go to the ring.
Jesus Christ. Alright, what the fuck?
Dude, I wish we had a teleprompter that we could like draw. First thing you need to notice is the mullet on him.
Yes, the mullet. Oh, the mulletude was big. And then Buddy Lee just like, what the fuck are you talking about? And
it was the hardest match of my life.
Yep. Yep. the call of the redneck right there. It was a hard match, wasn't it? Yep.
Hard match of my life. I'm mad.
I don't like it when things aren't going my way. You got me mad now. He had me laughing. And it's supposed to be, you got me mad now. It's like, you got me mad now. What the fuck? And then again, he turns the tables in a wrong way. How do you turn the tables in a wrong way? And I'm the one doing the challenging.
You better watch your back.
Oh my God.
You stab somebody in the back, one way or another.
The worst part of this is he says, earlier today, we talked to Jumpin' Jeff Farmer. So this was the best take.
Oh my God, that's right.
This was the best take. I know back in the days it was analog tape, so you couldn't do many, many takes. But holy shit, this is the worst. This is the best take. Man, Jumpin' Jeff Farmer. Jumpin' Jeff Farmer. Now we're going to switch from Say Something Stupid to our recap of episode 5 of Lucha, Lucha, Lucha. Underground. So we're going to start off. The show kicks off with a cinematic with Pentagon Jr. going, Maestro! Maestro! Which is master in Spanish if you're not a... Didn't know. If you didn't know, I'm not going to say if you're a dumb fuck because... Well, if you watched Lucha Underground, And he said, maestro, maestro. It said master, master. So if you didn't know by that time, you would be a dumb fuck. Or illiterate. Or blind. But if you're blind and you're watching Spanish, you have to speak Spanish unless you're stupid.
And how would you watch wrestling with if you're blind?
You rely on the commentary. But if they constantly say something in Spanish and you don't know the Spanish, it's sort of weird.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, so Pentagon is talking to his master Vampiro. And Vampiro talks about when he used to be Ian Hodgkinson and realized the voice in his head leading him down to the dark side weren't voices at all, but Vampiro coming through. So apparently, Ian Hodgkinson has two people.
Yes.
In his head. Voices in my head.
He hears voices in his head. They talk to him.
I hear voices in my head. They can't me. They understand. They talk to me. They talk to me. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hot damn. All right. So he says he handpicked Pentagon Jr. as his protege because he was dark or some shit. So that together they would be unstoppable. He'll tell his Pentagon to not let anyone get in his way, not even the lovely Katrina. So we go to the ring, and Jack Evans grabs the mic, and he cuts a promo on Drago, calling him the Dragon Slayer, and said he'll make Drago his bitch. And then PJ Black comes out.
Jobber to the stars.
It was a good match.
Yeah.
Right. High flying. It was a very good match. Mid-match, Drago has this weird porn thingy, like pentagram thing, Beelzebub thing, and he's nunchucking. Why? Fuck you, that's why.
Fuck you, I'm a dragon.
Fuck you, I'm a dragon who knows karate.
And I knew using.
And nunchucks. I use nunchucks.
Don't breathe fire.
180.
I don't breathe fire. I breathe mist.
Okay.
He's a dragon. He breathes mist, not fire.
But he goes up in a fireball.
That's true.
What the fuck?
Why did he spit fire in PJ? Or
he's a Japanese dragon. He knows karate. I don't know. Whatever. You expect Lucha to make sense?
That's true.
Come on. All right. So, Black has the distraction. He almost picks up the win with an ace crusher. But then they go to the ropes and Drago accidentally hits Black with mist, and Evans rolls him up to steal the win. And then you have Evans and Drago with the heat spot, and then you have also heat between Black and Drago.
And Black steals Drago's nunchucks.
Well, Black didn't steal the nunchucks. He saw them in the ring. He's like, what the fuck is this?
And Drago doesn't even care.
No.
He's like, I'm a dragon. I don't need
Drago's just like, ooh, yeah. I'm like, all right, whatever. So Jack Evans wins. Next, in the ring, we come back to the ring with Killshot versus King Cuerno. Yes. Was there, I'm trying to remember, were there any little spots in between?
No.
This went right back to the ring, right?
Yep.
There was no
craziness, no.
None of the crazy shit? So, okay, cool. So the match, and Killshot's basically beating the shit out of Cuerno.
Yeah.
Like, he's just doing all this cool shit until he gets nailed with a super kick. And also, those super kicks, holy shit, they were loud. Big leg slapping your chest.
Leg slapping indie fucks. But no, because...
Was it a leg slap?
It could have been. Who knows Killshot? They know each other.
He is Killshot. People aren't stupid.
So, okay. Shane Strickland slaps his leg because he knows karate. And
Shane Strickland is Killshot. It's not like Batman.
That's true.
It's not like he's fucking Bruce Wayne or Batman. It's like, oh my god. Or like from Arrow this week where Oliver Queen's just telling people, I'm the Green Arrow. I'm the Green Arrow. I'm the Green Arrow. Oh, by the way, I'm the Green Arrow. Okay. Secret identities be damned. or fucked. So, yeah, Shane Strickland is kill shot. Everybody knows it. Everybody with a brain should know it. I mean, everybody, especially in the indie circuit, should know it, definitely. Because you see the tattoos. It's the same friggin' thing.
That's true.
And there's only one black guy that's that long and lanky that flies like that. And that's Shane fucking Strickland.
That's true.
Which you can hear on episode 62 of We Want Bloodcast, The Dick Drill.
Team Dick Drill.
Yes. With David Starr in one of the funniest interviews you'll ever hear. Anyway.
People like you are the reason Demon Kane isn't getting over.
Yes. Goddamn right. So, yes, the leg slap. Yes, Shane Strickland had the martial arts and all that, and they do the kicks. It was either a leg slap or it was a slap on your chest or something. But those things were loud as shit.
That they were.
Yes. But after the big super kick from Cuerno, Cuerno hits the...
Throw the hunt?
No, the bow and arrow.
Oh, the kill shot. Wait, no, the... Fuck.
The arrow of death or some shit.
The arrow? The shit.
The shot from hell or...
Hame the depths of hell? No.
No. The arrow. The arrow thingy.
Piercing arrow?
Yeah, like piercing that. Arrow, whatever. And then he hits the throw of the hunt, gets the win. King Cuerno gets the win. Cuerno beats the hell out of Killshot after the match until Phoenix runs down to make it save. And we have a stare down. And Phoenix saves Killshot. Next, we had Tejano in action.
We forgot something. There was a scene, after the Jack Evans match in between that. You too can go from jobber to robber.
Oh God, Famous B.
Yes, the Famous B promo.
Oh God, it looked like a commercial.
Oh my God.
Yes. Ooh. Next.
Tejano
versus Chavo Guerrero and the crew. Cisco comes out, super kick, 1, 2, 3, goodbye, Cisco. Second is Castro, this one, a little bit more, a little bit more competitive. Castro gets in some stuff, Tejano, near fall, flying leg drop. Eventually it's a power bomb to end it, goodbye, Castro. Third is Chavo, and then you have a match. And then, of course, Chavo wins by chicanery, because Castro wraps Tejano's bull rope around his ankles and gives the extra leverage for Chavo to pick up the pin. So your winner is Chavo Guerrero and the crew. Then we have Pentagon Jr. approaching Katrina and demands a match with Prince Puma. She wants to know why she owes him anything after breaking Mil Muerte's arm in the season premiere. And then he shows her by putting her in the armbar, threatening to break her arm after a little bit of a fight.
Yeah.
And Katrina can go.
It was nice.
And if he doesn't get it once, he will break her arm. All of a sudden, the lights go out. Katrina is whoosh, magically in the corner. And basically, she says, I'll make the match. But he just made the biggest mistake of his life, putting his hands on Katrina.
Yep.
Then we also had Dario Cueto.
Ah, yes.
And our favorite Black Lotus, with Matanza, I guess, picking the bones with somebody, picking his teeth with somebody. I don't know
probably
who.
Those fighters from the other week.
Man, those guys lasted a long time.
That's true.
Yeah. And Dario tells a story.
A fucked up story.
Of how his mom used to beat him and Matanza. And then his mom was about to beat him and Matanza hit her with a statue. And kept hitting her. Until she died.
Until she couldn't hurt them anymore.
And that was when Dario Cueto realized he liked violence.
Yes.
And then he's been obsessed with violence ever since. So they're training Matanza to come back to the temple for something. Because apparently you need to train this guy to come back for war. Hopefully not against Mil Muertes. It has to be against El Dragon Azteca.
Yes.
But
And Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio? Rey Mysterio? All right, what other? I was basically... Oh, also, King Cuerno goes, I want mil muertes.
No, that was after them.
Oh.
That was how it closed.
Okay, yeah. So next we had Johnny Mundo versus Cage in a decent... Well, the match was good.
Yeah.
This match was good. Really good. I'm not going to ruin it. And then... The finish basically comes when Taya Valkyrie makes a random appearance and hands Mundo a lead pipe. Mundo smacks Cage right across the head with it, but no blood.
Nope.
I guess they should have handed him a blood pack.
Yes, that's what I was just about ready to say.
1, 2, 3, because the ref is a moron. And the show fades with Mundo and Taya beating down Cage. Also, on the last segment, we have King Cuerno saying he wants a match against Mil Muertes. And he cashes in. He goes to cash in his Gift of the Gods championship, regardless of the broken arm. Lays it on her desk. Katrina says, too bad. And she said, I already had a match booked for you against Phoenix. And Cuerno basically says, this is my right. It's my right as champion to have my match. And then Katrina basically says, it's a ladder match, by the way. I hope you can fly. And dun, dun, dun.
Fade to black.
But the thing is, the Gift of the Gods is supposed to be this thing that, you know, Dario Cueto can use. Well, or whoever. You know, the guy uses it to cash it in. But apparently, as long as Mil Muertes is champion, and Katrina's not going to let that happen, especially with King Cuerno out on it. I wonder what the hoops are going to be when Phoenix finally wins this damn thing.
Oh, yes, there will be hoops.
So that takes us out of the Lucha Underground. If you're in the Jersey area, this Saturday, this coming Saturday, March 5th, On Point Wrestling has Rise to the Occasion with an awesome fucking ladder match. The On Point Championship match between Pinky Sanchez and Joey Janela. The ladder match between Unbreakable Andy and Tony Deppen, which is Deppen Andy 3. And a 6-man tag team Fans Bring the Weapons match. Matt Tremont, Low Life Rare Louis Ramos, and Connor Claxton versus Jeff Cannonball, I guess his horrible manager who can't decide if he's from...
Jimmy Lyon,
whatever the hell his name is. Can't decide if he's from Tennessee or New Jersey. And Mark Angel. The child-beating Mark Angel.
Yes. No, don't hit my daddy. I'm going to throw him down.
And there should be more of also...
There are.
They're in card subject to change. So... With that said, I guess we're going to leave all you conspiracy theorists out there with a song. Yeah. This is Every Time I Die with Emergency Broadcast Syndrome. So, I'm Triple X.
I'm H Double, the 180th greenest man who ever lived.
And this is We Want Blood, a wrestling podcast. Again, if you liked what you heard, follow us on the Twitter. At We Want Bloodcast. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/WeWantBloodcast. And if you have a little extra dough, go to
wewantblood.deco-threads.com
for some cool We Want Blood swag and find us on the Nerdport on the internet. Again, this is Every Time I Die with Emergency Broadcast Syndrome. And we'll see you at the matches. And let's see some fucking blood.
I hate this city. Revolution! The center! Risen with fantasy! Situated like a mixture to tell us! Ready, let's end! Boom! We're losing the world to the sunshine! We can't pick up the cash of the day! Life should be disconcerting! I'm a protesting embarrassment! I'm not receiving a sign. You should have lost your cool.